I mean, you've heard that argument in any number of ways. I mean, it starts with the, you know, the kid coming home to their parents saying, well, but Joey gets to stay out, you know, past curfew. Why do I have a curfew? Why am I setting my own standards? Why are we setting our own standards? I don't think it's a good argument to make to say, well, this is what we have to do to keep up. Well, where does it stop? And then let's look at the back end of it. Do you really think you can keep up with the University of Texas? If you do, you've never been to Texas. If you do, you've never been to Austin, Texas. Because we can't keep up with Texas. Now, maybe we could keep up with Missouri. But should we? I mean, should we make a decision on that basis? I look back, and, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the history of it, but in the 1920s and 30s, the University of Chicago was one of the preeminent football powers in the country, or in the Big Ten Football Conference. The first Heisman Trophy winner, Jay Berwanger, went to school at the University of Chicago. The great football coach of the era, Amos Alonzo Stagg, coached at the University of Chicago. Jay Berwanger won the Heisman Trophy in 1937. In 1939, 2 years later, the University of Chicago dropped football. Went from the top. They were at the top and they dropped football. Now, what was the reason? They did not feel it was consistent with the mission of the university, and they thought the whole thing was out of control in 1939. Now, I became involved in intercollegiate football in 1970, and until a few, you know, and after graduating in 1974, I wasn't, you know, I was a fan, but I wasn't very involved in it. Good friend of mine was a coach and came back here a few years ago to coach at KU, and I got to sort of see through him the difference or the way it is now, and so I could sort of mentally compare it with what I did and what I knew from, you know, 30 years ago. And it's incredible the way it's intensified. You know, these kids come here year round. I mean, they come here as freshmen and they basically never go home again until their eligibility is up. They go home for a few days at Christmas and they go home for a week in the summer, and they're full time. And what are they full time doing? Do you really think it's academics? You know, I think that there is tutoring and studying to enable them to get degrees. But I know how hard those kids work. I know how hard I worked 30 years ago, and they work a lot harder than I did. And it was difficult 30 years ago for me to do it. I just can't imagine how they do it now. And it's out of control. And that now, think about the University of Chicago. Has it hurt them to not keep up with Ohio State? Has it hurt the University of Chicago to not keep up with Michigan? I don't think so. I think, you know, it's one of the great universities in the world. So, I don't know. I mean, what are you trying to achieve? Keep up with them for what purpose? What do we accomplish with it? You know, the whole football thing, does it contribute revenues to the University of Kansas? I don't think so. The Williams Fund and the Athletic Corporation are a separate entity. If you give money to the Williams Fund or the Athletic Corporation, none of it goes to the university. Zero of it. Now, if I'm a KU alum and I have money to give, I have X number of dollars that I'm going to give to somebody, the university comes to me, the Endowment Association comes to me and wants my money. And the Williams Fund comes to me and wants my money. The Endowment Association says, we'll really appreciate it and we'll even name a scholarship in your name. The Williams Fund comes to me and says, we'll give you points. and we'll give you good seats at football games and good seats at basketball games in exchange for your money. Who's got the better deal? Where does the money go? Now, I know that there are people who give the Endowment Association money, but they're not getting anything in return for it. There's no quid pro quo for it. It's truly a gift. Whereas with the Williams Fund, it's a quid pro quo. It's a transaction. You give us X number of dollars, you get X number of points. Points mean this.